Space News 89. The news for today, many subjects discussed. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of July 4th, 2025. Watching Space News episodes 81 to 88 may be advisable to better understand what I am talking about. I am starting today's episode with a lot of exopolitics. I am pleased to inform you that the Triad, Antaria, Irma, and Teigita, along with the Alcyone Council, are now well established and recognized as the local galactic federation. However, we are under the scrutiny of numerous other Federation star races and cultures, who are observing and monitoring all our actions, as we have most definitely drawn their attention following the recent military actions against those posing or acting as the former Federation representatives. They are all observing us closely, as our actions certainly look like a hostile military regional takeover, when seen from the point of view of people and cultures who have no idea what has been happening on Earth, and who most definitely had been fed an official narrative in favor of whoever was claiming to be in the Saturn level, which is said to govern all this Sol 13 solar system, which includes Earth. Now, whatever and whoever is on Saturn still has control over all of this solar system, except the space around Earth, and this is awkward enough from the point of view of those observing and not in the know. This single fact is causing much concern among those other observing star races because it is easy to conclude that either we, the Triad, are being highly invasive and must be removed, or the Saturn level is working out of the law, and would be the ones who need to be removed. The problem here is that the Saturn level of the Federation has fed all those other star races a lot of propaganda for a very long period. You know which propaganda, the one that claims that Earth is a playground for souls and that things should be exactly as they are because that is what is wanted by the very people living there, everything is under control and that nothing else is going on there. It is not easy to change the entire narrative about what is happening on Earth as what we say, what we inform, is taken with a lot of skepticism, as all those progressive star races see what we say as extremely exaggerated, they simply cannot understand how serious and how complex the situation on Earth truly is. They all tend to ask for proof of what we say, and that is not easy to produce as each piece of information must be accompanied by countless others to back up its veracity, and all those other pieces of information must also be accompanied by their validation data. This is the exact same problem so many starseeds face on Earth, where even while knowing the truth about what is happening, it is nearly impossible for them to convince anyone who has already made up their minds about what is fact and what is not, easily labeling everything else as a crazy conspiracy theory, when they are conspiracy facts. All those people, including those self-labeled progressive interstellar star races, act as if no conspiracies could ever exist at all, because they are all convinced that they know reality and how it works and anything that would dare challenge that, whatever may force them to move out of their comfort zone, is readily denied. They simply see what is happening on Earth as more than an exaggeration, they see it all as an impossibility, for such an evil and complicated multi-level problem would ever exist right in the middle of a high transit zone in this galactic quadrant. They simply enter denial and start to plot alternative explanations in their heads, and all of those against the Triad, as in their minds it is easier to conclude that we are the invaders. This is why we must do everything strictly by the book, following strict space law, because all those star races, which in other circumstances would be our friends, are actively scrutinizing everything we are doing, And this is also what directly limits our actions on Earth, as we must always be jumping through Federation legal loopholes, all while other star races which should know well what is happening, choose not to get involved because of their own dubious reasons, which include belief systems. This is the case with the Andromedans, who are up to their necks in all that is happening on Earth, and even more so as a big chunk of what it is like to live on Earth and in a conflict zone was recently imported directly to their house, the Viera. But even being in the thick of it, Andromedans have not uttered any official declaration about their position or stance about all this, and I even feel as if we were being betrayed by them because of their silence, especially when we were the ones who cleaned their house of Earth cabal henchmen rats, as you know. Their irrational silence, surely based on their legendary fear of karma, is only complicating our efforts to communicate what is happening to the rest of the observing Galactic Federation community, and stating that they are still in shock simply does not hold any water from my point of view. Just yesterday, one of my Stack assault craft, number 115, which is one of the machines tasked with overflying and patrolling the interior of the Andromedan biosphere in search of possible remnants of hostile forces, and which is assigned to guard the natural area where the Dark Cabal operatives were hiding and where the recent intense conflict took place, had an incident with the Andromedans. Stack 115 was slowly overflying the north part of the Viera biosphere, at treetop level, the part up front towards the bow of the very large starship, when its pilot and co-pilot spotted a series of strange-looking round dome-shaped structures below and between trees and bushes. Those structures were more or less easy to spot as they are off-white in color, and perfectly round, like half-spheres on the ground, yet they couldn't see them properly because of the dense foliage around them. So the pilot and co-pilot of Stack 115 had the bright idea of turning on their landing plasma turbines, the ones under the ship, so the jet's shockwave would disperse the foliage and help them see those structures better. They did not know that those structures were very fragile, Andromedan meditation domes, designed to be in communion with nature during their spiritual retreats. As the pilot and co-pilot of Stack 115 stated, they were overflying the Andromedan structures at an altitude between 10 and 15 meters AGL, that is, altitude ground level, in pilot's terminology, and in no case did they fly lower. But that altitude was low enough for the shock wave of the plasma turbines, with downwards thrust, to completely destroy one of those half-sphere structures and severely damage at least two more. As we've seen, those structures are incredibly flimsy and delicate, perhaps they only have the strength of an eggshell. Most probably, they would have been damaged by a falling branch or by a slightly overweight bird landing on them, anyway. Allegedly, they were very old. Fortunately, there was no one inside, but the Andromedans did make a big fuss about all this. They wanted to talk to me, but as I did not like their general attitude, even less so as they had not uttered any declaration to the rest of the Federation community on where they stood and stand with all this conflict, I refused to talk to them. Goriel was tasked with handling this situation, although he too delegated it to one of his lieutenants. He agreed to send a detachment of military engineers to replace or rebuild the damaged half-spheres, although, as they appear to be all made of who knows what eggshell material and in one single piece, I don't see how Tejetan engineers can be of any help there in this situation. Unless they intend to patiently glue the pieces together. The problem here is that the Andromedans should have provided us with an interior map of the biosphere when we asked for it, and they did not, so their lack of cooperation is what caused the damage, because our stack pilots were only doing their job patrolling the area to make sure that no more Cabal mercenaries were present there. We cleaned their house of all the rats, fully knowing that the Andromedans couldn't have done so on their own, not in a million years, and we are blamed and accused of damaging meditation domes we didn't know were there, even when half the Vieira was destroyed during the conflict and they are still repairing the extensive damage. I don't know what is wrong with them. Okay, rant over. As a side note about stack propulsion systems, all our craft and starships, big and small, have multiple ones, for example, silent running anti-gravity engines and directional plasma jet turbines. This way we have full redundancy, and our ships are much harder to damage, destroy, or down. Moving on to other news, our rescue operations on Earth are ongoing mostly in the same areas as before, which are around Ukraine, in the Middle East, and Western and Northern Mexico, all of which are Lyrian trafficking hotspots. 341 people have been extracted just this week, of whom most were fully human, although there were also a numerous amount of people who belonged to pre-industrial off-planet civilizations. They are all being sorted out as we speak, and will be returned to their homes whenever it is possible. During this week, we did not find any missing Tagetans or Antarians despite our best efforts. And it is here where I must report another case where the other observing members of the Galactic Federation are making our efforts more difficult, because they impose the laws and regulations of the Prime Directive, which states that we cannot introduce anything with technology above the one existing on Earth, and that we cannot be seen by the general population. We were reported that our stack crafts, which look a lot like the dropship in the movie Alien 2, therefore not very human, are being seen, photographed, and even captured on video by the general population of Earth, because we overfly at treetop level and at a low speed. This although we have not been able to find any of those alleged photographs or videos on the web, so we do not know what they are talking about, and we do not know if they made that up just to use as an excuse to force us to remove our stack crafts, which are essential for our rescue operations. Anyhow, this has caused us to slow down in our operations, as our stack craft, for now, are restricted to flying only at night and over rural areas with few or no inhabitants. Although this is a setback, we have managed to compensate for the lack of stack craft by tasking Susie fighter starships, which are far larger and far more capable. Although this sounds good, it means having fewer fighters on CAP, combat air patrols, around Earth, which is very necessary, as you will see in the next piece of news. Although Susie Mark 6 fighters are capable of handling almost everything, this is not necessarily good, as they tend to be a little too powerful, so making them do tasks designed for the much smaller stack craft is like killing flies with a howitzer cannon. We need to be highly surgical here with what we do on Earth, and it is hard to be when our scalpels have been confiscated and all that remains are katana swords. Anyway, I have my best engineers back home designing new advanced crafts, which will look like human-built helicopters, thus allowing us to overfly everywhere and at any time, and around the clock. All to continue doing things by the book. In the next piece of news, no less than 500 Orion warships have stationed themselves around Earth, at the same 5 million kilometer orbit. They are just there for now, observing, and when challenged or approached, they simply move away, just to return when their pursuers are gone. They are clearly awaiting orders while they perform their intimidation tactics. This problem is being faced mostly by Antarian forces and fighter craft, but Taegeta also cooperates with Susie fighters whenever possible. The Triad has a division of labor here, where Antaria mostly takes care of the outer perimeter of the planet, while Taegeta goes directly against the Cabal, and while operating directly on Earth, and whereas the Irma oversee everything as they most definitely are the big guns here. The presence of so many Orion starships around Earth, and the probability that even more may arrive, is seen as direct proof of the involvement of Orion with the problems of Earth, and fighting for control over the planet, therefore it is easy to see that we are still well inside the infamous Orion Wars. But the presence of so many Orion-hostile starships also has a good side to it, because it is helping us convince the other observing Galactic Federation members that what we say is happening on Earth is true. So, for now, those Orion ships are doing more good than harm as they are giving us the much-needed direct proof of what we say. And about the other star races that were usually found orbiting planet Earth, and that I have mentioned several times before, that at least 950, larger than 1 kilometer starships, were always in orbit, most of them moved away when the conflict started last May and have not returned. This leaves us with a total of about 450 larger than 1 kilometer starships in orbit, where at least 250 of them belong to Alpha Centauri, who have always been the most numerous here, and 52 of them to Antaria, 9 to the Irma, and 7 to Taygeta, and the rest to various races like the Andromedans and the Arcturians, among others I choose not to mention yet. Taygeta has 9 large starships currently orbiting Earth, but the light escort destroyers, Hyades and Syndrial, are much less than 1 kilometer long, so they don't make it into the count. One last word about Saturn. For now, we strongly believe it is only another decoy station with a lot of armament, and everything is most likely run directly from under Earth's surface, especially Antarctica, and we are working on proving this. Remember what I explained in another video, you cannot find the source of muon transmissions, so bad guys can easily abuse them. Every muon transmission includes a code with its origin, but that code can be easily altered as it is artificially inserted into the message and does not obey any physical reason, as muons tend to be everywhere at once, that is the point with them, so you cannot detect where they are coming from. It would be easy for anyone to claim that a transmission is coming from Saturn when it originates from Earth. As always, I would like to thank all of you who are helping us with your donations. Although up here no one uses money, we all need it when operating directly on the surface of Earth. Thank you so very much. You are making quite a difference for countless people. A big hug, and I cannot thank you enough. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.